Blackstone Audio presents The Invaders by Karolina Vlachoslawiak. Narrated by Bernadette Dunn. So long as I perceive the world as hostile, I remain linked to it. I am not crazy. Roland Barthes, A Lover's Discourse. Chapter 1. Cheryl. When Jeffrey's first wife told me he had a voracious appetite for women, I assumed she was just trying to be vindictive. Now as I walked up and down the beach on my insomnia prowl, I tried not to think about all the things he had loved about her. The list seemed short to me, but it was always long to him. "Why couldn't you love her like that when she was around?" I had asked once. He had no idea where the love had gone then, but it was revived after she died. Perhaps that was when I should have left. But I kept hoping we could get back to the before time, when we felt lucky to be near each other. On mornings like this, the sunrise would come up over the Long Island Sound and the neighborhood streets would be quiet and empty. Each beach house had an incredible view of the winding Connecticut shoreline, and if you squinted, you could see Long Island in the distance. 4 a.m. would hit, and I would find myself walking by windows trying to see what everyone was up to, hoping to see a blue wash of TV screens and peering around for something indecent. But the houses would be dark and quiet, everyone long asleep. It was the kind of neighborhood that was full of children, their soccer balls and plastic bats lingering in the streets, toy trucks lost in the manicured lawns of American flag-adorned clapboard homes. I looked down at a dirt-caked Barbie doll with kite string wrapped around her plastic arms.